Gare and Karuna Tilaka, Lesson 12, Further Readings, page 173. This is the text of the Dhammacakka Pavattana Sutta, the discourse on the turning of the wheel of the Dhamma. This is the first sermon of the Buddha. Evaṃ me sutaṃ ekaṃ samayaṃ bhagavā bhāraṇasayaṃ viharati isi patane migadāye. Thus was heard by me. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Varanasi in the deer park at Isipatana. Tatrako Bhagava Panchavagye Bhikkhu Amantesi. There the Blessed One addressed the bhikkhus in the group of five. This is the group of the first five disciples. Panchavagye, this is an adjective formed on the basis of pancha, five, vaga, group. Panchavagga is converted into an adjective by changing the final A into E-Y-A, and then this form, E-A, this is the accusative plural. Dve me bhikkave anta pabhajitena na sevitabha. O monks, these two ends or extremes should not be followed or resorted to by one who has gone forth. Yo chayam kamesu kamasu kalikanu yogo hino gammo potu janiko anario anattasanghito. Yo chayam atakila matanu yogo dukho anario anattasanghito. Okay, the first extreme is yo, that which, then that is joined with ayam, this, and anuyogo, devotion to or pursuit of what? Kamesu, in sensual pleasures, the pursuit of kamasukalika. Kamasuka is sensual pleasure, sensual enjoyment. This alika, I have to confess, I really don't know exactly what it means, and even the dictionary is not so helpful. And it seems to occur only in this phrase. So we just take it as kama sukha, sensual pleasure, sensual happiness, sensual enjoyment, kamesu in sense pleasures, sensually enjoyable objects. So that which is the pursuit of sensual enjoyment in sense pleasures, in sensually enjoyable objects. This is described as hino, low. Gammo, gammo is an adjective based on the noun gamma, which means village. So gamma means, you call it the practice of village people, or maybe vulgar. Potojanigo is an adjective based on putujana. Putujana means common people, ordinary people, the worldly people. So you could say that this is worldly. Anario means not noble. Anattasanghito, connected with harm, not beneficial. The other extreme, yo chayam attakila matanu yogo. Okay, anuyogo is pursuit. Then atta, self. kilamatta. Kilamatta means affliction, or so we could call it self-mortification. So that which is the pursuit of self-mortification, and this is said to be dukkho, painful, anario, not noble, anatta sanghito, connected with harm, not beneficial. Ete te bhikkave upo ante anupagamma majjhima patipada tathagatena api sambuddha chakukarani jnanakarani upasamaya abhinyaya sambodaya nibbanaya sanvatati. Okay, anupagamma, this is a gerund. It's a gerund based on the verb upagacchati. Upagacchati means to approach. The gerund would be first upagamya. It's formed from the ya ending. But what happens when the y meets with the m is that this is an unstable union, and so the Y gets assimilated to the M and it turns into an M. So we have upagamma, and then this is a negative gerund, and so it becomes unupagamma, which means not having approached. So not having approached both these extremes, majjhima patipada, the middle path, tathagatena, by the Tathagata, that's the perfect one, abhisambuddha, has been realized, awakened to, comprehended. Okay, so putting this together, well, let's go through the adjectives first. This middle path is described as chakukarani. That is, it makes for the eye, that is, for vision. Jnanakarani, it makes for, it creates knowledge. Then we go to the verb sangvatati, it leads to, what does it lead to? Upasamaya, a dative, it leads to peace. Abhinyaya, it leads to higher knowledge, direct knowledge. Sambodaya, it leads to enlightenment. Nibbanaya, it leads to Nibbana. Okay, so not having approached these two extremes, the Tathagata, the Buddha, has discovered, awakened to the middle path, which creates the eye, the vision, which creates knowledge and leads to peace, to direct knowledge, to enlightenment, to Nibbana. Kattama ca sa bhikkave majjhima patipada tathagatena abhisambuddha. Then the rest of the adjectives the same. Chakukarani, etc. Nibbanaya sangvatati. And what, O monks, is that middle path discovered by the Tathagata, which makes for, not for vision, makes for knowledge, and so on? I am eva ario atangiko mago. Sayatidang samaditti samasankappo samavacha samakamanto samaajivo samavayamo samasati samasamadhi. It is this noble eight-factored path. That is to say, right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. Ayam ko sa bhikkave majjhima patipada tathagatena abhisambuddha chakku karani jnana karani upasamaya abhinyaya sambodhaya nibbanaya sangvatati. This, O monks, is that middle path discovered by the Tathagata, which makes for vision, makes for knowledge, and leads to peace, to direct knowledge, to enlightenment, to nibbana. Now come the Four Noble Truths. Idam kopana bhikkave dukkam arya satyam. Jatipi dukkha, jarapi dukkha, vyadipi dukkha, maranampi dukkham, apiyehi sampiyogo dukkho, piyehi vipiyogo dukkho, yampichang nalabhati tampi dukkham, sankitena panchupadana kanda dukkha. Okay, idam kopana bhikkave dukkam arya satyam. The kopana is just a connective, something like, in this case, moreover, however, or further. This, O monks, is the, literally, is the suffering noble truth. But in English we say the noble truth of suffering. Okay. Birth also is suffering. And notice in Pali, when you have a chain of items that are to be connected by conjunctions, the P comes after the first one too, even though in English we don't say also in connection with the first item. But in Pali it's jati pi dukkha, birth also is suffering. Then jara pi dukkha, old age too is suffering. Vyadi pi dukkha, illness too is suffering. Maranam pi dukkham, death too is suffering. Apiyehi, this is, I think it's ablative. That's from the unloved or displeasing. No, I think it's instrumental. With the displeasing, sampiyogo, union with the displeasing is suffering. Piyehi vipiyogo, this would be the ablative. From the pleasing, from the dear, vipiyogo, separation is suffering. Yam pichang nalabhati tampi dukkham. Here, yang pichang. What is one, what, that which is one's wish. This is an accusative. And I take the P here just to be euphonic. And then nalabhati, one does not get, when one does not get one's wish, tampi dukkham, that also is suffering. Then sankitena, sankitena, originally it's an instrumental, but it takes on a meaning of its own. An idiomatic meaning is being briefly, in brief. Panchupadana kanda dukkha, the five clinging aggregates, that is the five aggregates that are the basis for clinging, are suffering. Okay then. I think that there's a mistake in the text. I think the introducing the first noble truth should just be idam bhikkhave dukkham arya satyam, not idam kopana. And I'll have to check the original text. Then it's the second noble truth will have idam kopana bhikkhave dukkham samudayam arya satyam. Because here it's continuing on. This, moreover, monks, is the origin of suffering, noble truth. Yayam tanha pono bhavika nandi raga sahagata tatra tatrabi nandini sayatidang kamatanha bhavatanha ibhavatanha. Okay, yayang is ya plus ayang. Okay, that, this craving. Then craving is described as pono bhavika. This is based on the word punabhava, which means again becoming, repeated existence. And it's turned into an adjective by transforming the U into an O, puna, then the A becomes an O, and the B-BH combination turns into simply the one B is dropped, and then other, bhava, becomes bhavika, and it's a feminine singular because it agrees with tanha. So tanha, pono bhavika. And that tanha is also described as nandi raga sahagata. The suffix sahagata means accompanied by, going along with. It goes along with nandi. Nandi means delight or enjoyment, and raga, lust or attachment. So this craving, which produces repeated existence, and it's accompanied by enjoyment and lust, and tatra tatra vinandani. Tatra tatra means here and there. And abhinandani is based on abhinandati, the verb abhinandati, which means to take delight. So this is a kind of adjective which means seeking delight. So seeking delight here and there. Then sayati dung means that is to say. Then three types of tanha. Kama tanha, sensual craving, craving for sense pleasures. Bhava tanha, craving for existence. And vibhava tanha, craving for annihilation or for extermination. Idam kopana bhikkhave dukkha nirodham arya satyam. This further, O monks, is the suffering cessation, noble truth. The noble truth of the cessation of suffering. Yo tasa yeva tanhaya asesa viraga nirodo chago patinisago muti analayo. That which is the remainderless fading away and cessation, tasa yeva, of that, and then the yeva is emphatic, so we would say of that very same tanhaya, craving. So that which is the remainderless fading away and cessation of that very same craving, it's chago, letting go, patinisago, it's relinquishment, muti, freedom from it, analayo, non-reliance on it, non-dependence upon it. non-attachment. Idam kopana bhikkhave dukkha nirodha gamini patipada arya satchang. This, moreover, O monks, is the path leading to suffering cessation, noble truth. For this is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. I am eva ariyo atangiko mago. It is this noble eightfold path which we've already gone through. Okay, now will come the section on the 12 turnings of the wheel of the Dhamma. Okay. Idang dukang arya sachanti me bhikkhave pube ananusutesu dhammesu chakung utapadi jnanang utapadi panya utapadi vija utapadi aloko utapadi. This is the noble truth of suffering, then may, for me, O monks, pube, in the past, an anusutesu dhammesu, in regard to things that had not been heard before. And this means not things that I myself didn't hear before, but it means things that amongst humankind, amongst human beings, had not been heard before. Chakung udapadi, the eye arose. And here the may that comes before bhikkhave, it means the eye arose for me, within me. Jnanang udapadi, knowledge arose. Panya udapadi, wisdom arose. Vija udapadi, vija is also translated as knowledge. So to be a little different, we might translate this as illumination arose. And aloko udapadi, you could say light arose. So putting it all together, this is the noble truth of suffering. O monks, in regard to things not heard before, and in brackets, a monk within this world, there arose in me the eye or vision. There arose in me knowledge. There arose wisdom. There arose illumination. There arose light. Number two. Tang kopanidang dukang arya sachang parinyayanti me bhikkhave pube ananusutesu dhammesu chakung udapadi, jnanang udapadi, panya udapadi, vija udapadi, aloko udapadi. Okay, the kopana is a continuative. So furthermore, this noble truth of suffering, parinyayang. This is a future optative participle or a gerundive, having the meaning must be fully understood. So this noble truth of suffering must be fully understood. In regard to things not heard before, there arose in me vision, knowledge arose, wisdom arose, illumination arose, light arose. Three, tang kopani dang dukang arya sachang parinya tanti me bhikkave pube anusutesu dhammesu chakung udapadi jnanang udapadi panya udapadi vija udapadi aloka udapadi. Okay, this noble truth of suffering has been fully understood in regard to things not heard before, O monks. There arose in me vision. There arose knowledge. There arose wisdom. There arose illumination. There arose light. Okay, step number two here. This is called the knowledge of the task to be performed, or kichanyana. Okay, number one is called satchanyana, the knowledge of the truth. Number two is called kichanyana, the knowledge of the task. We call it kichakaraniya, the knowledge of the task which must be performed. And three is, I think it's called kattakichanyana, the knowledge that the task has been done. Katta, done. Kicha, task. Jnana, knowledge. Okay, two. Idam dukkha samudayam arya sacchanti me bhikkave pube ananusatesu dhammesu chakam udapadi, and so on. So this is the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Okay, I won't read the repetition passage. The number two. Tang kopani dang dukkha samudayang arya sachang pahatabhan time, and so on. Further, that noble truth of the origin of suffering must be abandoned. This is a gerundive based on the verb pajahati, or the noun pahana, to abandon, and the noun pahana, abandonment. So this is the gerundive, must be abandoned, should be abandoned. Then the third step, tang kopani dang dukkha samudayang arya sachang pahinam. Moreover, that noble truth of the origin of suffering has been abandoned. That is, craving has been abandoned. The third truth. Idam dukkha nirodam arya sacchanti me bhikkave, and so on. This is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. Tang kopanidang dukkha nirodang arya sacchang sacchi katabanti me bhikkave, and so on. Okay, this noble truth of the cessation of suffering should be, must be realized. And the gerundive sachikataban is based upon the verb sachikaroti, to realize, and the noun is sachikirya, realization. And this has no relation to the word satya, truth, but satya karoti comes from the Sanskrit would be sakshi. And it's based upon S-A plus, which means with, plus A-K, S with a dot under it, A, that's Sa plus Aksha gives Saksha. And the word Aksha means I. So it means with the eye, with one's eyes. So it means, it implies seeing with one's eyes. And then that will give, to make a verb in Sanskrit, sakshit karoti, to see something with one's own eyes. That means to realize, to witness something. And in Pali, that sakshit becomes sachi, sachi karoti. And that gives us the gerunda, sachi katabam. Then the third step, tang ko pani dang dukkha nirodang arya sachang, sachi katanti me bhikkhave, and so on. That noble truth of the cessation of suffering has been realized. Then the fourth noble truth. First step. Idang dukkha nirodha gamini patipada arya satchanti me bhikkhave. This is the noble truth of the way leading to the cessation of suffering. To ko pani dang dukkha nirodha gamini patipada arya satchang bhave tabhanti me bhikkhave. This noble truth of the way, path leading to the cessation of suffering must be developed. Okay, bhave tabhang, this is the gerunda based upon the verb bhaveti, to develop, and the noun bhavana, development. Then the third step, tang ko pani dang dukkha nirodha gamini patipada arya satchang bhavitanti me bhikkhave pube ananusu tesu dhammesu chakung udapadi, and so on. Okay, that noble truth of the way leading to the cessation of suffering has been developed. Okay, now the Buddha continues. Yava kivancha me bhikkhave imesu chatusu arya sachesu evan ti parivattam dvadasa karam yata bhutam jnana dasanam na suvi sudang ahosi. So yava kivancha, which means for so long as may, my, or for me, and then bring that down to jnana dasana, go down to jnana dasana, for me, the knowledge and vision, the knowledge and vision which must be yata bhutam, correct, or as it really is, then that knowledge and vision takes as its object imesu chatusu arya sachesu, that knowledge and vision in relation to these four noble truths as they really are, evam te parivattam, thus in three turns, three revolutions, the three revolutions are the knowledge of the truth itself, the knowledge of the task imposed by the truth. Each truth imposes a particular task. The first truth to be fully understood, the second truth to be abandoned, the third truth is to be realized, the fourth truth to be developed, and the third turn is the knowledge that that truth, that that task or function has been completed. And then when you take the three tasks in relation to four truths, then you get dvadasakaram, 12 aspects, 12 modes. And these two words are they are nominatives, nominative neuters qualifying jnana dasanam, which is also the nominative neuter, singular neuter. So for as long, O monks, as, and then that jnana dasanam is described as na suvisudam, not well purified. So for so long, O monks, as my knowledge and vision, for so long, O monks, as for me, the correct knowledge and vision of these four noble truths, with thus in three revolutions and in 12 aspects, was not well purified. Neva tavaham bhikkave sadevake loke samarake sabrahmake sasamana brahmaniya pajaya sadeva manusaya anutarang sama sambodhing abhisambuddho T, there should be a T there, pachanyasin. Okay, neva tavaham. For so long, I did not. Okay, then, to get the sense of this, we leave out first this long interjection. Just take the direct sense of the passage. Neva tavahang, for so long, I did not. Then go to the verb, pachanyasing. This is an aorist based on the verb patijanati. Patijanati means, among other things, to claim, to propose. And so when you have the aorist augment, then the pati turns into pach. And so you get the aorist form pachanyasing. I did not claim. And then what he did not claim is anuttarang samasambodhing abhisambuddho. And then that's like a direct quotation followed by a T. I did not awaken to the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. And anuttarang samasambodhing, this is accusative in relation to abhisambuddho. One awakens to supreme perfect enlightenment, and supreme perfect enlightenment is treated as the object of that act of awakening. Okay, then this claim to enlightenment takes place in a particular location. First, it takes place in loke, in the world. And the world here is described or characterized by three adjectives. First, sadevake, the world with its devas. Then, samarake, with Mara. The sa means with, and then adding the ka forms an adjective out of the noun. So the world together with Mara, sabrahmake, the world together with Brahma, the supreme deity. Then comes the pajaya. This is the locative, feminine locative, based on paja, population. And this population is characterized in two ways, with its ascetics and Brahmins, sasamana brahmaniya. Since paja is feminine, brahmana, the ending turns to brahmani, and then it becomes locative, brahmaniya. And then the second way is characterized as sadeva manusa, which becomes locative, sadeva manusaya. So putting it all together, for so long, O monks, as for me the correct knowledge and vision in regard to these four noble truths, thus in the three revolutions and 12 aspects, was not well purified, for so long, O monks, in this world with its devas, with Mara, with Brahma, in this population with its ascetics and Brahmins, with its devas and human beings, I did not claim I have awakened to the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. But now the antithesis to this, yato chako me bhikkave imesu chatusu arya sachesu evang ti parivattang dvadasakarang yata bhutang jnana dasanang suvisudang ahosi attahang bhikkave sadeva ke loke samarake, sabrahmake, sasamana brahmaniya pajaya, sadeva manusaya, anuttarang sama sambodhing, abhi sambuddho ti pachanyasing. Okay, yato chako me. Here the chako has the sense of but or however. However, O monks, when for me the knowledge and vision, the correct knowledge and vision in regard to these four noble truths, thus in the three revolutions and the 12 aspects, was well purified, utta, then bhikkave, O monks, in this world with its devas, with Mara, with Brahma, in this population with its ascetics and Brahmins, with its devas and human beings, I claimed I have awakened to the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. Jnananca pana me dasanang udapadi, akupa me ceto vimuti, ayananti ma jati, nati dani puna pavoti. Chapana is continuative, and further, the knowledge and vision arose in me. This is the knowledge and vision. Akupame ceto vimuti. Unshakable is my liberation of mind. Ayananti majati. This is my final birth. Nati dani puna bhavo. now there is no renewed existence. Idam avocha bhagava atamana panchavagya bhikkhu bhagavato bhasitangabhi nandunti. Change the A there to a U. Abhinandunti. This is what the Blessed One said, pleased or elated, the bhikkhus in the group of five delighted in the statement of the Blessed One. Imasmin chapana veya karanasmin banyamane ayasmato kondanyasa virajang vitamalang dhammachakung udapadi yankinchi yankinchi samudaya dhammang sabantang nirodha dhammanti. The chapana again continuative. And then this is a locative absolute expression. While this explanation, vayakaranasmin, explanation, banyamane, was being spoken for the Venerable Kondanya, one of the five monks, virajam, was out dust, the dustless, vitamalang, without stains, stainless, dhammachakung, eye of Dhamma, this is the eye that sees the truth of the Dhamma, udapadi arose. And this is what that eye of Dhamma sees, yankinchi samudaya Dhamma, whatever has the nature of arising, sabang tang, all of that, nirodha tamang, has the nature of ceasing. Whatever has the nature of arising, all of that has the nature of ceasing. Okay, then, pavattite chapana, Bhagavata Dhammachakke Bhuma Deva Sadam Anusavesum. Okay, moreover, Chapana, Pavattite Dhammachakke, locative absolutes. When the wheel of Dhamma had been set in motion, Bhagavata, by the Blessed One, Bhuma Deva, These are the earth-dwelling deities. Satam, a sound, in this case a shout, anusavesum, gave out, caused to be heard. Anusavesum, this is an aorist, third-person plural. The aorist is based upon the verb sunati, which means to hear. But here you take the root su, then to make a causative it becomes saveti, to cause to hear. Then it has a prefix anu, and the s doubles, so anu saveti, to cause to hear. And then this is the aorist form, third person plural. Anusavesum, to cause to hear. So they gave out a shout, gave out a cry. Etang Bhagavata Paranasiyang Isi Patane Migadaye Anutarang Dhammachakang Pavatitang Apativatiyang Samanenava Pramanenava Devenava, Marenava, Brahmunava, Kenachiva, Lokasminti. This unsurpassed wheel of the Dhamma has been set in motion by the Blessed One in Varanasi, in the Deer Park in Isipatana. A wheel, Apativatiyang, which cannot be turned back, samanenava, by an ascetic, or brahmanenava, by a Brahmin, or devenava, by a deity, or marenava, by Mara, or brahmanava, by Brahma, or kenachiva lokasmin, or by anyone in the world. Okay, now that cry is going to go up through the different heavenly worlds. Bhumanang devanang saddang sutva chatu maharajika deva sadamanusa vesum. Okay, having heard the shout of the earth-dwelling devas, the devas of the four great kings gave out a cry. It's the same cry. Then the cry goes out through each of the other heavenly worlds till we come to, go down 5th paragraph down. Ittiha tena kanena tena layena tena muhutena yava brahmaloka sado abhuganchi ayancha dasa sahasi lokadatu sankampi sampakampi sampavedi. Okay, thus, here the Pali uses the instrumental, we will use the locative. At that moment, at that instant, at that at that second, as far as the Brahma world, the shout Abhuganchi spread, rose up. Okay, rose up, that's good. Ayancha dasa sahasi loka dhatu. And this loka dhatu is world system. It's described as dasa sahasi, 10,000 fold. It's like 10,000 galaxies connected together. This 10,000 fold world system, sankampi, shook, sampakampi, quaked, sampavedi, trembled. Upamano cha olaro obaso loke paturahosi ati kama devanam devanubhavam. And an immeasurable or a measureless lofty radiance appeared in the world, atikamma, that is transcending or surpassing, of the devas, devanubhavam, the divine splendor, the divine majesty. A measureless, lofty radiance appeared in the world, surpassing the divine splendor of the devas. Okay, now we go back to the human world, back to the scene in the deer park at Isipatana. Attako bhagava udanam udanesi. Then the Blessed One uttered this inspired utterance, or exclaimed this exclamation. Anyasi vatabo kandanyo, anyasi vatabo kandanyoti. Here the bo in this statement, bo normally means sir, but the Buddha is not calling kandanyo sir. It's just, this is a peculiar style. He's not really addressing anyone. It's just a style of expression. But he's not speaking to anyone. It's just this bow occurs in exclamations. But he's like speaking to himself, and he's saying, indeed, or truly, this Vatabo, truly, Kandanyo has understood. Truly, Kandanyo has understood. Because the Buddha knows that Kandanyo has gained the vision of the Dhamma. And now the text gives an explanation. Iti hidang ayasmato kandanyasa anya kandanyo tveva namangahosi. You see, this monk, Venerable Kandanyo, was known during the Buddha's time in the Sangha as Anya Kandanyo. And this is giving the explanation of how he acquired this name. So the text says, thus this, go that idang, from idang you go to namang, this name for the Venerable Kandanyo, this name Anya Kandanyo, tveva, this name Anya Kandanyo, for the Venerable Kandanyo, came to be a Hosi. And that is the end of the sutta, the end of lesson 12, and the end of our study of a new course in reading Pali. I hope you have all benefited from the study of this book, and by now you should be able to go on and start reading Pali suttas on your own with the aid of a good translation. I suggest that you take up the study of the Majjhima Nikaya. If you'd like to contact me, I can give you a list of suttas I have prepared, selected from the middle-length discourses of the Buddha. You could contact me at my email address, venbodhi, venbodhi@gnet.com.